Hello, everyone, and welcome back to an episode of the Zaven Show. Today's topic is the afterlife, the topic of what happens when you die. You close your eyes and you breathe out one last time. What is that topic? It's a very controversial topic. And before we get into this topic, I would like to remind you that this is all just our opinion. I know as much as you do about afterlife, which is hardly anything, but besides what we read and what we hear when we attend a church. What can I say? Besides, we don't know anything about this topic. So we're just going to infer and talk about some possibilities that sound crazy, but are very realistic. So I would like to remind you, I am Catholic, and I would hope you guys open your mind. My number one goal in this podcast show is to go into topics which the majority of the world cares about. Meanwhile, as we talk and open up your mind, I want you to pop that bubble in your brain, which is keeping you from believing certain things, which is making you believe in only one thing. I want you to just truly open your mind to this topic. In America, most of the population of the 330 million people which inhabit 50 states and the third biggest country in the world as far as territorial size, the United States, most people open a Bible as a religion. Most people attend church to show their true love to God, into Jesus, into the Virgin Mary. They opened up their mind to the beliefs of Christianity / Catholic, / being a Catholic. Remember, I would like to remind you that we are off script, so we do not have anything to read off of. This is just blurting out of my mouth. So if something sounds a little mixed up or mispronunciated, please forgive me for that. You open up a Bible, you go to church, you worship the dear God, and you believe in heaven. That's the average religious person in the United States of America. Around the world, different people believe different things. Allah, mythology, nature rules the world. Those are different types of religions that you might not even know about. You know, also Christianity branches out. Luferic Christianity, I don't know many of them. But I did attend I believe it was called Luferic Christianity Church for around 4 years. I think that's what it was called. Please forgive me if I'm wrong. I do not know exactly the branch of Christianity it's called. But normally, Christianity / Catholic, it's kind of like the same deal in the United States. At least that's how I learned it. Might not be that all over the place, but for the most part, it's kind of bundled up and kind of separate at the same time. So, I would like to talk about what we're all entitled to believe as Christians, as Catholic. We're entitled to believe that there's a heaven. And if you imagine heaven, you know what you're going to imagine? You're going to imagine a beautiful place where you see all those who passed away over a lifetime of probably, we can predict about 77 years of life, which is the lifespan in the United States. You know, you're going to lose quite a bit of people in your life. So you get to see all of them. You got wings. I imagine clouds. I imagine it being very bright. Everyone is actually equal. Like, everyone can do whatever they want. They can look however they want, perhaps. Or they just look like themselves, how they looked in the real world. That's how heaven is. And heaven is believed to be where the good people go, you know, where everyone who didn't do anything bad, everyone who didn't kill themselves or kill people, or everyone who didn't believe in God gets punished with going to hell. And what I imagine hell to be is, you know, devilish place. The place where, you know, I just imagine a bunch of people with red eyes, criminals, all the crazy people walking up stairways to visit the devil at the top of a scary tower where there's a bunch of fire and devilish people walking around the world of hell. That's how we are supposed to believe it. We're supposed to believe that God is the one that brings good to this world for people that believe in Christianity. And devil is the guy at the bottom. You know, you point to the top and you're like, what's up there? That's heaven. What's down there? What's down on the ground? When you're pointing at the ground, that's hell. That's where all the mean people go. That's what I was told when I was little. You know, that's what I remember. That's what I remember thinking. The top is for heaven, the bottom for hell. And going to hell is a no-no because it's scary. It's like that horror movie that your cousin made you come watch. You know, your cousin, like, you know, you're going to go to the movie. You're like, no, I don't want to go to the movie. No, you're going to the movie. And it's a super duper scary movie, which makes you have to have your phone flashlight on at night. You know, you have the light on, your phone flashlight, a night light, door locked because you're scared. That's how I imagine hell to be, something you don't want to go to, but you're forced to go in there. And like I said, the belief is in most of America, because most people in the United States of America, USA, believe that Christianity is the truth. That Christianity is what's really happening. Christianity is what is spread throughout all of us. Even people that are atheists in our place, or Muslim. You know, we do have freedom of religion here. And this country is filled with immigrants, which is not a problem because immigrants are great people. My grandmother's an immigrant. You best believe you have to have respect for immigrants, by the way. So we all believe in different things, but everyone, most like 95% of adults know or have heard a lot about Christianity. You know, I've talked to my friend. I have two friends, really close friends from my school that are atheists. They don't believe in anything. And they are very open-minded people. It seems like atheists are very open-minded because they don't believe in anything. So their mind is set free. But meanwhile, like Christian, Catholic believers, their mind might not be as free. You know, which, once again, the podcast, I hope your mind is very open. But, like I was saying, it's weird because everyone's kind of on the same page in the U.S. Everyone knows about heaven. There's cemeteries here. You know, most funerals have three parts to them. And really religious people, they go the extra mile with necklaces and they go through stages of mourning and, you know, someone dies. They put steam at the funeral and induct them to heaven or hell. That's how everyone believes. And when people die, for the most part, that's what you're going to see at a funeral. If the family or the person decided that they wanted or did not want one. Now back to the main topic. We don't know where they go. But like I said, Americans are entitled to believe. 95% of us, more or less, are entitled to believe that we die and we go to heaven. And just like I described it earlier, that's how most of us believe it. At least that's how a lot of my family would describe it. Because I don't think, you know, churches are trying to teach you that heaven's not good and hell's good. For the most part, people would believe, you know, them to be the way I said. But what if it was the opposite? What if you're a good person in the earth world, but when you die, you take your last breath, you have to see the opposite world? Because let's say you're the best person on earth. You help so much. You're a billionaire and you donate billions to the cancer society. You visit little kids with cancer. You make them feel good because, you know, Make-A-Wish Foundation donations. You do all these great things. And when you die, you have to visit the opposite, you know. Or there's people, some people that believe that when you die, you become a dog, or you become an animal. And if that's true, I hope I'm a lion, a male lion. But then you think about all these things, you know, all these thoughts, you know, you go to heaven, you go to hell, you become an animal, you become a dog, you become a plant, you become a tree, you praise Allah, you see Allah, you do this, you do that. How realistic is all this? We're living in a world which you might think we know so much about. We literally know less than 0.00000001% about this universe. We look how close we are. We are in a planet, in a small solar system, in a galaxy, when we've discovered four galaxies. And, you know, there's probably endless more galaxies out there. So like I said, heaven might not be what any of us think. Maybe heaven's not, you know, maybe heaven or afterlife is not what we believe it to be. Or what Europeans believe it to be. Or what people in Greek, Rome, German, Russia, Middle East. We all have our own beliefs, more or less. Not everyone has freedom of religion, so. So I said more or less, we all have our own beliefs around the world. What if none of us are right about afterlife? And when I say heaven, I am also referring to afterlife. Heaven and afterlife, like I said, Americans were entitled to believe heaven is the afterlife. So I will often refer to it as heaven. And what if none of this is true? Eh? Like I said, what if there is an afterlife, but it's nothing we imagine? It's, what if there, you know, I'll talk about life outside of the Earth, how it's a very real possibility when there's four galaxies that we've discovered, keyword being discovered. What if they are correct? What if in space there's gods, like you see in a Marvel movie, you see like the big boys sitting on top of a space rock controlling the whole universe. What if that's the afterlife? What if they put you in millions of different alternate realities? Or what if simply there's no afterlife? You're just there. You know, blank. Blackness. You don't feel anything. You're unconscious for the remainder of the world's existence. That is so freaky to think about. Every time I think about that, I shake. Thinking that we have one life, and there's a chance that this is the only life we ever have. This is the only chance to live we ever get. This could very well be it. You know, I talked to my friends about this. They told me, there's a belief that you have different lives. What if I'm on my sixth life, my mom is on her fourth life, my grandma's on her tenth life? My sister, which I don't even have, is on her 10th life. What if we're on different lives and we don't remember our last lives? That's a real theory. Like I said, the world is filled with theories about afterlife. Become someone different. Become an animal. You go to heaven. You go to hell. This, that. It's so much to the human brain to think about all the possibilities. But when in reality, the number one chance of afterlife is that there's nothing. That's the number one possibility, at least of what we know of. Like I said, we don't know much. We're in one planet, in a galaxy, in a universe, drillions and quadrillions and quadrillions and sextillion times bigger than us. So how much do we know? We don't know anything. There could literally be Thanos is rocking around the universe. There could be different forms of life around the universe. And maybe they control what happened to us. Maybe there's like UFOs. What if UFOs take us, restart us up? There's so much billions of possibilities. And yet everyone can only think of one. Heaven. That's why I wanted to start a podcast. My mind is open. I can believe and think that anything can be possible. I believe 5 out of 10 that there's a possibility that there is something we do after life. I believe that from that 50%, there's an 80% chance that if there is an afterlife, that there will be an afterlife that we don't remember our past. That we're like new humans. We're babies straight out of the womb. We don't know anything. We're newborn dogs. They don't know anything. In the other 20%, we know our past. And we're living the life that people that believe in heaven believe of. The life where you joy around the world because you were good. Here's your reward. You want a billion cars? Here's your billion cars. This is nothing. Ask for 6 trillion cars. Hop on them. Do whatever you want. Find the love of your life. Oh, remember that high school crush? There she is. That's what we all want to believe. But we don't know anything. We don't know nothing. We have no evidence of anything. We can't say anything because we don't know anything. But if you open your mind, there is endless possibilities. There could be this. There could be heaven. There could be hell. There could be you become a fish. You become a plant. Maybe you become an ant. You get stepped on and you become another ant. What happens after we die? I don't know. But I do know this. Everyone wonders. But yet none of us know until it's too late to share to the world. I told my friends, if I could know one thing in this world, I would want to know if there's an afterlife, but I would also want to know if there's an afterlife. Life outside of the world, outside of what we know of. Because realistically, if you think about it, if there's life outside of this world that we discover, which I do think in the advances of the technology, by the time us teenagers are elders, there might be a possibility that by that time we have discovered the outer world. It's not a strong possibility, but it's a realistic possibility. And maybe once we find them, maybe they're powerful people or creatures. They decide our aftermath. They know our aftermath. We don't know nothing, like I said. We don't know if there's microbiotic life, microbiotic, little micro specks throughout this universe. We don't know anything. On this podcast, I want to open up your mind about everything. Like I said, you are entitled in the United States of America, and in actually many countries nowadays, to believe in what you want to believe in. You can believe in this, that. You want to believe that you die and you're in a blank black world, which is what I'm favoring right now in my life as a 14-year-old? Then believe it. That doesn't mean I'm an atheist, though, because I believe that there is a God. And like I said, maybe not in the way we think about it. Maybe they say God. You know, God's that big old guy that has a billion eyes watching over every single one of us in our mind at the same time. He's like that multitasker that plays Fortnite, has a UFC stream, is opening up YouTube, and he controls all of us. He writes up all our stories before we were born. How true can that be? You read the stories in the Bible, they don't sound realistic. So how can we confirm that heaven or hell's real? How can we confirm that there is an afterlife the way we want to believe it? Like I said, there's a big possibility there's an afterlife, but perhaps not the way we believe in it. I want to see facts of Jesus. I want to see his skeleton. I want to look more into who Jesus was. Oh, look, there's Jesus' skeleton. But guess what? Is that skeleton actually Jesus? There's so much possibilities in this world. We don't know anything. I hate to be repetitive, but that's the honest truth. And like I said, most people in this world, we all want an afterlife. And none of us know if we're getting it for sure. But if you talk to most people in my family, and I tell you, I'm like, there might not be an afterlife. I'm going to get hit. They're going to tell me. Well, there might not be one. But just in case there is, believe in one. And sure enough, guess what? My mind's open. I believe that there's a good possibility that anything can be possible. My honest opinion, though, is that it's going to be something, if there is one, it's not going to be anything close to what we believe. And guess what? there's also a sad chance that we just be living in nothing. Imagine this, you die, and for billions, trillions, sextillion of years, just blankness, black, nothing to explore out there. It could just very well be that. That's what I am favoring right now. I believe in science. I believe science created this world. But what created science? The endless realms of this world that I tell you about. All I can justify before we close off today's first ever show, which I hope you enjoyed and opened up your mind a little bit, is I wanted to just say that you believe what you want to believe. At the end of the day, we might know what happens in the afterlife, but we might not know. There's a chance that we become dogs, and our brains, our cards are just swiped out, and we never know anything. And there's a chance that it can be exactly what we wanted. Unlimited sugar, flying angels, seeing everyone you lost and everyone that will soon leave the world. Or maybe if you're a bad person, you go to hell. Or you go to prison for the rest of your life. Maybe the bad people see darkness for the rest of their life. And maybe the good see something else. I want you guys to be very honest. And if you guys want to get involved in the topic, I want you guys to go to Twitter and put hashtag Zaven Podcast and leave your honest opinion on what you guys believe on the topic of afterlife. It was nice sitting with you guys, and I hope you guys got your coffee and popped the first bubble off your mind, opening your brain to the endless billions of possibilities of the afterlife, where I sit, where I stand on my opinion on afterlife, which is there might be one. Maybe not the way we see, or there's nothing. I thank you guys for joining me on my first ever podcast. Sound quality might be a little lumpy. I'm about to invest in a Blue Yeti or even better mic. So I hope you guys can bear with it for the first episode. Thank you guys for joining me. Tweet hashtag the Zaven Podcast to get involved in the topic. I will be replying and giving my insight. Also, feel free to ask voice questions about today's topic. I will probably be answering them in a future episode. Thank you. And by the way, guys, I am currently looking for partners to run my podcast show with. So to get our conversation even better involved, because I feel like I am the king of debates. I hardly ever lose, and I always take my ground and stand up against people who are trying to out-debate me. So we are definitely getting co-hosts, and maybe in a few podcasts, we'll have up to 3 people. Thank you, guys. Feel free to contact me. Hashtag Zaven Podcast for debates, and even if you want to join the podcast, let me know. God bless you guys. Peace out.